I really believe whoever did this made a concerted effort to hit at the heart of Australia, because that's where our kids play.
Shattered lives, shattered bodies and a shattered sense of security. That's the fallout from the weekend car bomb blast in the heart of Bali's Kuta Beach, which has killed many Australians. The final number is still not known, and which has seen the Australian Air Force working throughout the night on a mercy evacuation mission.
It's now the middle of the night. The rescue workers have left the scene. There are quite a few soldiers guarding what's left of this street. The magnitude of the explosion is now obvious, now that the rescue workers and most of the people have moved away. It's not just the club itself that's been wiped out, it's virtually the whole street. For about 150 metres on both sides of the club, buildings have been just about completely destroyed. The club itself, there's nothing left. The whole building has collapsed. There's one stanchion, steel reinforcing rods sticking into the air like some sort of a strange, grotesque tree. Where the bomb went off, right in front of the club, there's a crater. It's only about a metre and a half deep, about the same length as a car. The explosion clearly went outwards, and judging by the scale of the damage, it was a very big bomb indeed.
I mean, we will give any help that can usefully assist Indonesia in dealing with the terrorist problem. And we have offered that. The Americans have been pressing the Indonesians for months and have offered assistance, and there are many things that we can do. We can provide police and intelligence assistance, but it does require a willingness on the part of the Indonesian authorities to have people sit with them and work with them in dealing with this problem.